All right, good morning. Well, again, we have a scary transgender update, and these things just keep getting like spookier and spookier as the indoctrination continues, and they continue to indoctrinate people, and not people like adults, but children that have no idea between good and evil and cannot really discern between good and evil. These children are being indoctrinated into this transgender movement as we speak. And, you know, they're picking on the most vulnerable of society when they do this, because they are trying to train generations and generations in this. That's the goal. The goal is to indoctrinate these children and get them set up for this Baphomet Antichrist world. And so there are no boundaries. There is no right and wrong. Every man does that which is right in his own eyes. This is the teaching of the day, and they want children to live in this state of confusion because Satan is the author of confusion, and that's the goal. The goal is to, you know, confuse, and then Satan can easily take over when people are confused, and Satan can easily continue to deceive the masses with utter confusion and no right and no wrong, no absolutes, no moral absolutes. And, you know, you're going to see this in this article that I'm going to bring you, that that's exactly what they did. And they're very proud of what they do. And you have parents that, you know, are trying to fight this, you know, from that standpoint. And, you know, God bless them. I'm glad they want to. They're a little misguided in the fact that they think that there's anything viably good about the public school. Okay, because there isn't. But, you know, at least they're trying. At least they're saying something. The problem is that when you already get down that way, when you already go down that track, you're getting into more and more trouble with this stuff when you've already given into that movement, which has happened. So, the transgender student revealed her true gender during a controversial sex ed session in a kindergarten class. Sex ed in kindergarten? Who in their right mind? Why would I say in their right mind? Obviously, these people are not in their right mind. They're not. They're possessed by mad, crazy devils. And they have to be to teach this garbage to kids. You've got to be possessed by devils the size and the like, a legion of them, to even think possibly this is remotely right to teach children. Unbelievable. Parents outraged over the incident, which included a teacher reading a transgender books to the class, flooded a school board meeting in Rockland, California, which is just outside of Sacramento. My daughter came home crying and shaking, so afraid that she could turn into a boy, one parent said. So they brought this kid up and changed its sex right in front of all these other kids. And some of these kids are like, oh my goodness, am I going to turn into a boy or a girl now? Confusion, mass confusion. Trauma-based, in my opinion, it's just nothing more than trauma-based mind control is what it is. To be able to inflict that surprise in there and then, boom, set their minds up for complete disaster. So they'll receive what they're seeing. Right? Absolutely. Anyway, so basically, I don't know how I got off that article. That was weird. The parents were particularly outraged that transgender training was left off the curriculum. But interestingly enough, the school board claimed topics concerning transgenders don't require prior parent approval. So they could teach your public school says they could teach your children they could teach your children about transgenders. They don't even need your permission. Homeschool. Homeschool. It's really about the parents being informed and involved and giving us the choice and rights of what's being introduced to our kids and at what age, said another parent. The books read to the class included I Am Jazz, described as the story of a transgender child based on the real-life experience of Jazz Jennings, who has become a spokesperson for trans kids everywhere. Trans kids? What in the world? Trans kids? These people are sick in the head. You know, I get a kick out of it. I was preaching outside of the Lady Gaga concert with Old Paths Baptist Church, our church was. And you know what? On Monday, we were preaching outside of there. And all these freaks come up half naked, devil-possessed freaks with no clothes on whatsoever, looking like a bunch of psychopaths, one of the Lady Gaga monsters, right? And they look at us like we're weird. And they actually, I'm not kidding you, they grab their children in absolute horror and terror and fear to keep them away from us. Meanwhile, they're taking their children to a concert full of a bunch of half-naked, crazy, trans nut jobs that'll rape their kids on the sidewalk if they got a chance. See what I mean? You see how crazy it is? No, be afraid of the Bible preachers they teach their kids. But don't be afraid of Lady Gaga and the wicked, satanic garbage, trans garbage that's being taught to people. Don't be afraid of them, but be afraid of the preachers. Be afraid of the Bible. That's where our world's headed, man. It's sick. It's always been sick, but it's getting worse. And that's why it's important for God's people to stand up and speak and not shut their mouth and not be quiet. Don't go into the closet the sodomites came out of. Quit you like men and be strong. All right, the incident shouldn't be shocking a long-term readers of Infowars.com. So as we reported in 2009, a UN report on International Guidelines on Sexuality Education proposes desensitizing children as young as five to the concepts of masturbation and having an abortion. You see that? That's what they want to teach children. They want to desensitize them to those things. They also report on a preschool teaching kids the terms intersex and genderqueer. But none of this is accidental. In fact, the 1932 novel Brave New World revealed how elites envisioned sexualizing young children over the coming decades. The society described in Brave New World as a world state in which war has been eliminated and where the first aim of the rulers is at all costs to keep their subjects from making trouble. Huxley talked about that in A Brave New World. This they achieved by, among other methods, legalizing a degree of sexual freedom made possible by the abolition of the family. That practically guarantees the Brave New World, the Brave New Worlders, against any form of destructive or creative emotional tension. Got to get rid of those gospel preachers. They're causing too much stress and tension. The little snowflakes can't handle that. You can't bring the truth to the little snowflakes. Remember, they're scared of Confederate statues. They're absolutely terrified of a statue of Robert E. Lee. It must come down. It's too much for the little snowflakes to handle. Meanwhile, they want to desensitize and sexualize your children. You see the absolute hypocrisy there? And you know what they call me? Oh, you're just an angry white male. No, I'm a righteously indignant Baptist preacher that happens to be white, which I'm not afraid of. I don't care if you don't like that I'm white. That doesn't matter to me. In 1984, the lust for power is satisfied by inflicting pain, and Brave New World by inflicting a hardly less humiliating pleasure. You see, here's what you have to understand, okay? What they're doing to these children, what they want to do to them, is completely and 100% defile them. They want to destroy every stone of remembrance of anything to do with any amount of Christianity in this world. They want to destroy any talk of the Bible. They want to destroy any of the landmarks. They want to remove all the ancient landmarks. They want to take them completely out. They don't want to be a right. They want to be, it's the postmodernism. They want no right, no wrong, only, and we find that. By the way, that's not new. If you look in your Bibles in the book of Judges, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And what happened because of that? Destruction of a nation. God sold them into the hands of their enemies when they did this. And it's getting worse. So what they're doing is they're indoctrinating little children and scaring them with this. And other people are saying things like this. Oh, well, you know, my child was fine. They heard it and they didn't have a bone of prejudice in their body. Can I help you with something? Everybody is prejudiced about something. Okay, everybody is. I'm not talking about race. I'm not talking about color. Okay? I'm talking about anything in general. People have you know what? I don't want a bunch of queers around my kids. I don't want a bunch of homosexuals around my kids. I don't want a bunch of transgenders teaching my kids a bunch of garbage from the pit of hell. You can call that whatever you want to, but I don't want it around my children. I don't want my children to be taught that there's no difference in right and wrong. I don't want my children to be taught that gender fluidity, because that's stupid. I'm sorry, if you believe you're gender fluid, no, you are stupid. All right? That is absolute stupidity. And you can say it's not nice all you want to, but I'll tell you it's not nice to think that you're gender fluid. It's stupid. And it's high time men just spoke plainly and just said the truth. That stuff is absolutely satanic and stupid from the pit of hell. It defies all logic. For someone to say that, well, I was born a boy, but now I'm a girl, and now I choose to be a girl. You don't get to choose that. You are what you were born with, and that's what you are. Okay? You don't get to choose that. God, it's just absolute rebellion to God is all that it is. What does the Bible say? In Genesis, you say, well, God doesn't have anything to say about transgenders. Really? Yes, he does. Because in Genesis, he said God made them male and female. In Matthew, in the New Testament, the Bible says God made them male and female. God doesn't like hybrids. God doesn't like hybridization. God hates it. God made them male and he made them female. God has everything to say about the sexes. And you know what? Jesus Christ is a man. And that might make you feminists mad out there, but Jesus Christ is a man. The God-man, Christ Jesus. Amen. So, you know what? What are they doing? They're indoctrinating and scaring these kids. They're confusing them. So these kids don't even know what they are. And now you actually let these people into schools. You have let them into have access to children. When's the last time you let a Bible preacher inside to preach the Word of God to those kids? You can let some fruitcake in there. Why don't you let somebody with the King James Bible come in and talk to them, huh? Why not let me teach them that God made them male and female? God made them that way. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. That's what the Bible says. Okay, listen, if you're listening to this right now, and you're not saved, and you're part of this transgender nonsense, you can repent. You can repent. Repent of an ungrateful, wicked heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That you think that God made a mistake the way he made you. He allowed you to come into this world. You can repent of that. That means you can turn from that and you can believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can repent of that transgenderism. You're not too far gone. If you're under the sound of my voice, it means that you can repent and you can believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, friend, Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day. Jesus Christ is able to make you whole. You know why you're discontent? You know why you have that in your heart? Because you're ungrateful. You're an ungrateful creature. And you're a sinner, and you're guilty before God. But the Bible says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Christ died for the ungodly. Jesus said, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." You are a sinner before God, and you have shaken your fist in rebellion against God. But I got good news for you today. You can repent and you can believe the gospel. You can believe the gospel. Go listen to a video we have on our YouTube page or on our sermon audio page called "The Gospel Which Is Able to Save Your Soul." Listen to that sermon. That'll help you understand that Jesus Christ can make you whole. Jesus Christ can fix you. He's the great physician. He can fix you and he can make you a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Listen, over 15 years ago, Jesus Christ changed me. I was a drunkard. I was a drug addict. A fornicator. Everything you could imagine. Pornography, all of it. But Jesus Christ saved my soul. He changed me and he made me a new creature. And I don't care if you're a transgender, if you're a homosexual, if you think you're fluid. I don't care what you are. God can save your soul through the blood of Jesus Christ. He can make you whole again. I don't hate you. I'm not mad at you. I want you to be saved. You're deceived. I know what it's like to be deceived by the devil. But I want you to be saved. I want your sins to be forgiven you. Please call upon the name of the Lord today. The Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth. Confess, Lord, you're right about me. I'm as wicked as you said I was. But I know I need you. I need you to forgive my sins and cleanse me of my unrighteousness and make me whole again. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, your ungrateful heart can be changed into a grateful one. God can take that stony heart out of you and give you a heart of flesh. He can give you a heart that feels, that loves, that is true love that only God can give you. I pray that happens today for you. Have a good day.